walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. I walk up my shadow's only one. I'm going to go to the next one.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit, it is.
That's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 6 p.m. Las Vegas time.
That can only mean one thing. That means that you are listening to the greatest internet radio show that will ever be, Spankwagon Radio.
And for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And, of course, Flying J will show up here a little bit later in the show.
Flying J is always the fun variable.
I don't know. I always consider you the fun variable. I mean, you, Jay, it's easier. It's hard to tell when he's going to show. You, it's hard to tell if you're going to show.
Ouch, that hurts. That stabs me deeply.
I pick.
Hey, I'm shallow. I'll get over it.
Yeah, you will. You will. All right, folks. Like we said, for the next 2 hours, we're going to cover all kinds of shit. I don't know if we actually said that, but I said it now, so it's counting.
We have a lot to talk about today. This is going to be a very interesting news week.
This is going to be a busy news week, a busy show. A few things to cover. First off, you are listening to us via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to us from any of our syndicates or you somehow found Spankwagon.net and you're tuning in that way, we appreciate it. Why don't you guys head over, though, to Spankwagon.net. That's our official home site where you can kind of contribute there as well. Much different than the show, but still sort of in the same vein. Spankwagon.net, click on, there's a link on the left-hand side that says, link listen now and all that stuff, but you can also find cam and chat. We have the cam up. All right, let's get our beautiful faces on the cam.
I, of course, have Jeep hair right now.
You have Jeep hair. you have a Jeep.
I have a convertible Jeep, yes.
As opposed to a non-convertible Jeep?
Well,
I guess you're right if you think Grand Cherokee or something. If you want to, click on the cam and chat. You can look at our ugly mugs. Hello. You can also chat with us live. We have a chat room. Now, if you're too cool or too fucking smart to use a Java-based chat, we do have that separate. Unlike all the requests we had in the past for separate webcams, we're not going to do that. But we do have a separate chat if you're cool enough or lead enough to go into it. It's irc.slashnet.org. The room is #LVRocks. You can't figure that out. It's surely got to be written somewhere on the site.
Exactly. Now, we have a little bit of interesting trivia right now. Ikari's in the chat room talking about how he went and blew an entire week in Cali going down to see his girlfriend, whom he has had a long-distance relationship for a long-ass time.
Right. Yeah, long-ass time.
And Vakura says he's flirting with a girl in Texas and is trying to figure out how he's going to make it down there. Well, ironically enough, next week I will not be here.
No, you won't be, actually.
I am going to be in Texas.
So you can stow away in Claude's luggage. Why, sir, why are you checking this 180-pound suitcase?
That's right, Dick.
Car parts! Can we x-ray it?
Actually, I know one guy. I know one guy who did that. He put on a clutch.
Uh-huh.
Or put a clutch into his bag.
Oh,
and he got stopped because they thought it was a landmine when they x-rayed it.
I can see it, though. The similarities are there. Even pressure plates and everything, why not, you know?
Yes.
That's a, I mean, it looks like a landmine.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, we're going to see something. I liked Invasia Iowa a lot, and therefore decided to go with Priceline.com.
Oh, God. You went with Priceline because of a TV series that has the same guy as the Priceline spokesman, Shatner.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Dude, William Shatner was the selling point. And I want to bring this up, not because just because I think it's funny, but because I actually experienced commercialism. William Shatner convinced me to go to Priceline.com.
William Shatner convinced you to buy your tickets on
Priceline.
Well,
Maddox convinced me not to go with Orbitz, as did you.
Yes.
Apparently, you both have had some bad experiences.
There's been a lot of bad experiences with Orbitz. Orbitz, my wife especially, has had a lot of problems. She bought tickets, and I can't remember exactly the circumstances, but she had to get them refunded. And they were quite literally dragging their feet, their ass, their hands,
yeah,
and their head in the sand, all at the same time, amazingly enough, when it came to this fucking refund or whatever it was. It was just an overall souring experience. It wasn't, like, bad where they really royally fucked up and, like,
oh, yeah,
gosh forbid, sir, we don't have a hotel room for you, or, you know, gosh forbid, we didn't expect you to fly today. No, it wasn't anything like that.
I can't complain. I tallied everything together, and it's going to cost me about $385 to do all this.
That isn't bad.
That's going to be for a round-trip flight.
Right.
Direct, no layovers.
Okay.
A rental car and a hotel room.
That ain't too bad.
I'm going to go
too bad at all for all that. How many days?
I'm going to be arriving Friday morning, actually more like Thursday night, and leaving Sunday afternoon.
Very cool.
So I'm going to go to Texas. We're going to down in Houston area. We're going
to
see.
You're not even going to be able to listen to the show.
No, although I have a feeling if you do call me, I'll be busy at that time. Actually,
you'll probably be in the air.
Yeah.
So, bummer, we couldn't even call you and pester you. That sucks.
Oh, go right ahead, dude. Call me in the middle of a lecture. That's fine. I'm going down to a DeLorean convention.
Of course.
Sort of. It's an open house event for DeLorean Motor Company. They're going to have the first and only surviving prototype car there.
Really?
Along with the guy who engineered it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they're going to do like a warehouse tour.
Cool. Very cool.
Do they have a warehouse full of car parts that's like bigger than a fucking Super Walmart?
Nice.
I've seen photos, so I'm going to get to see that in person. It's going to be kind of like a Jerusalem, I guess, you know, so yeah, where Jesus was born.
Well, this isn't where it was born. I mean, you have to go over to Ireland for that.
That's
but,
true.
You know, this is sort of your pilgrimage.
This is my Mecca.
It's like going to Rome as opposed to going to, you know, Jerusalem.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's your Rome because your Jerusalem would be in Ireland.
My Jerusalem would be in Ireland. Okay, I see what you're saying right there, yes.
All right. So anyhow,
this will be the Holy Land.
Well, that's Claude's big news, and actually my news is very, very insignificant.
I still have my DeLorean. I don't have one that runs. Long story there if you want to know the quick and dirty of it.
It's in the archive.
Yeah, and I'm going to go be ordering
some new heads. It's also online, I think, too. So.
That's right.
Speaking
of online, you changed the site.
I royally changed the site. Actually, that's what I was getting to.
So I noticed.
I decided that I was going to throw away every old template I have because they were giving errors. I decided to throw away every old template, every old setting, and we upgraded to a new version of the software that runs the site. So far, it's been smooth, except for a couple problems that I ran into with, again, these stupid templates. You know, layouts, basically. Everybody likes... I'm always of the mind, let's give everybody what they want for a layout. And then I finally decided, fuck them, I'm tired of editing 13 different layouts to every time I have to do one minor change. So I got one layout, and that's all I have right now. Probably won't stay that way for long, knowing me, though.
Probably not. You have a knack for changing things.
Yes, I do. Changing them frequently. So if anybody goes to spankwagon.net, take a look at the new site. I got to get a better banner, get a better logo, make it fit a little better. But go check it out and enjoy it. Contribute, because we're always looking for contributions. Not monetarily, like submit a story or funny thing. Or
yes.
Someone even asked on there, and I had to delete it because it really wasn't something that could be addressed in like immediately. But someone asked, could you do a primer or a little white sheet on how to download files from IRC? I'm like, well,
wow.
Okay, I don't really know how to take that request, but I'll look into it.
How to download files
from IRC.
You sit there and wait for someone to see you at DCC, or you choose file, send files through DCC in that way. That's all you need to know.
Or if you find an F-serve, just type in the command that opens up the F-serve and you get, like, you know, you get basic download set of
exactly.
instructions.
You want to really help me? Give me a white sheet on BitTorrent.
Yeah, there you go. Flying J just walked in the studio. Hello, Flying J.
How are you, Flying J?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, of course. Yes, hello, hi, how are you? And this thing
I'm
on?
Super, how are you?
All right, why don't we go ahead and cut into the first thing here. This is something, now, Jay, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but on the interweb, there's this thing, and I got to load it up here. I'm sorry, I forgot to prep again. Oh, that's okay. I'll load this first. Now, what this is something that we used to play a lot on the show. Let's see if I can get it to load here.
Ah, see, somebody left me my...
Hold on. We're waiting for it to load. Oh, Jesus, that isn't it. Oh, come on, where'd it go? Do you remember where the insanity test was? This looked like it was it, but it looks like they changed it.
Insanity test.
That is it. It says
isn't that annoying song you used to play?
Well, okay, here's the thing. It was supposed to be an insanity test that is funny. I guess this is an ad before it. What is this? It's a fucking ad. Or an intro screen.
That says next.
For the smallest fucking SWF file on the planet,
yes.
It actually has an intro screen? Okay, this is stupid. Dear people who did this, quit. Okay, that's the noise.
Yes.
We used to play this a lot. Just listen. Okay, you're supposed to be able to listen to this without going chuckling because it's supposed... It's a guy.
Yes, but times have changed.
Like an F1 racer or a car.
I've heard this before.
Everybody's heard this.
Okay? And now people are really hearing it.
Yeah. Now, in Britain, in the United Kingdom, they have
England,
this...
England, Mary Poppins, cup of tea.
Yeah. Count.
Bad weather, worse food. Don't forget the teeth.
The
toothpaste.
Now, think about this. That was turned into a ringtone.
Cell phone ringer.
Yes.
And that ringtone just became a number one hit single in the UK charts. Have you heard it? Have you heard the song? Any of you? Have you?
No.
I heard it right before I came here.
Claude? Oh, you actually did. Ah, there goes my surprise. But you haven't heard it.
No, please.
Okay. So,
but it may not be the one you have, because apparently there's variations.
There is variations, but I found the song. This is the whole song. Think about it. It went from that, add in a little bit of, Axel F.
Yes.
And you get this.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it gets bad.
It gets worse, man. Eddie Murphy would be proud.
I can't do it. There we go. Turned it up like Eddie Murphy-a-thon. We could have an Eddie Murphy convention right here, right now with you fuckers.
Hey, you know, I got the Jeep tonight. You want to, like, burn a copy of this and we'll blast it on the strip?
I got my eye trip.
You got an adapter for RF broadcast?
I do.
Yeah, I got my eye trip.
There you go. I've been iPod, sorry.
I don't know what's worse, the song or this.
God damn!
Beverly Hills Cop.
With a frog. Because the video of this is like a CGI.
Yeah.
For a Jamster.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dude, the little frog's around with a dick.
Axel Foley
he has a
proud.
Dick. He's anatomically correct.
Yeah.
And every time they show it in America, they have to like pixelate it.
Yeah, I found the video and then I found the song and I'm like, oh, they got... So someone took Axel F and an internet stupidity.
How do you come... Those two don't go together.
How does someone think of this?
Exactly.
Come on, it ain't.
Everybody
bad.
In here is bopping their head. Someone...
I can understand.
But here's
the
thing.
I can understand why they hate it.
Someone actually had to sit down and go... someone had to think what they were doing with that song.
Yeah.
Ning, 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 ba, 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 ba. And someone had to sit there and listen to that enough times to realize, hey, I got a great idea.
Yeah.
And stay trademark. Sane, you know,
but so the thing about it is when you is just consider the fact that the song itself, you're like, yeah, that song's not too bad. And honestly, it's not. The problem here is... That song has one of the worst abilities to get stuck in your head.
Yeah, that does.
That's what's driving people crazy.
The Axl F song alone gets into people's heads.
Now, what's really bad is I saw an interview on this before I left the house. And they were interviewing Britons, as they're called. These are people who live in Britain.
Britons.
England.
Britons are people who live... Okay, so there's our educational quotient.
The blokes, the limeys.
Hey, isn't that the guy who does our ghetto haiku?
Oh, yeah.
Where, isn't he a limey? He must be a bloke.
He must be a bloke, dude.
Yeah.
We'll do a haiku to Crazy Frog.
we'll do that later tonight. We'll ghetto haiku to Lake Crazy Frog.
Yeah. They were interviewing people on the street and, like, you know, like, what do you think about it? And... Dude, it was like white people after OJ got acquitted. Dude, it was like I'd never seen angry Britons before. Oh, I can't stand it. Like, hey, how are you? Like, well, what do you think of the Crazy Frog? Yes, I've heard of it. What do you think? Oh, can't stand it. It's all over our head.
Hey, the fucking pig fucker should all die. Fuck you and your frog.
But
yeah, and that thing is like a number one single. And it's a fucking... Okay, we've hit... Okay. Remember when Friends came out and that song, their theme song, came out?
Yes.
And the Rembrandts?
The Rembrandts.
The Rembrandts were the people who wrote it.
Oh.
Well, they were like, oh, well, we only really wrote the 45-second clip. We never really went anywhere with it. We didn't have any plans on making it a real song. Sure enough, you know, they made it a real song. Now it makes me wonder, did someone make a ringer out of this and then decide?
Well, you know it's worse, dude. There are songs that have done worse than that one in the past, you know.
What's that? Oh, Jesus.
I love this song.
You would.
Jack. We barely knew ye.
Yeah, but we'll see him in another film. I'm sure they're going to make a sequel.
Yeah. Jack's back. Huh? He's stuck in that iceberg.
You know what's funny, dude?
I'll never let go.
Have you seen those new Tangeray commercials?
No, I don't think I have.
Is it with the black guy right there with the British accent?
You know, what? I saw it at the bar while you were having a job with the
talking about.
Wait, what? What commercial?
There's these new Tangeray gin commercials with this black guy right there. It's like, Tangeray gin, it's the best thing the bloody is around. And I was watching this one dude, and he's sitting there on the deck, and there's this iceberg. He's like, did you know that an iceberg on average can contain over 1 million ice cubes?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? And I was watching and I blurted out, yeah, where the white women at? I couldn't believe I just like yelled
are
that out.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yes. Where are the white women's at?
That's exactly what
I'm
thinking,
that's
dude.
Not good. That's funny, though, dude.
Here,
that's really funny.
How we play something like that in your head, dude.
We haven't heard this in a while.
There we go. I just need to play some nice just, little just, fuck, what the fuck tune.
Just to
like,
get that shit out of your head.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how was your week, Flying Jay?
Oh, it was okay. Same as it always is, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting, nothing changed, nothing
not really.
New? Okay, anyway, moving on. Claude, aside from the big revelation that you're not going to be here next week, how has your week been?
It's been busy, just at work, whatnot, and having to fiddle around with my cars.
Ah.
The never-ending source of frustration.
I did have sex in a car a couple of days ago.
Really? Well, tell us about
it. Did you have anybody else in there with
you? I'm single and he's married, so.
Okay, just have to make sure. Yeah, you weren't all alone.
You didn't go back up to the park.
It was one of those, it was one of those spontaneous things.
Yeah. Obviously, no one plans to have sex in a car.
All right, on Tuesday, I plan on stupping in a Jaguar. On Wednesday, we're going to go ahead and get a Ryder truck rental, and we're going to have an orgy. Okay, everybody clear? Thank you.
It was actually Thursday morning, so
wow.
Technically.
That's pretty bad. You're watching too much Mel Brooks.
So what do you want to do?
So tell us.
So what? How the hell did this transpire with your friends, girls?
Actually, there was gay people around.
What?
But I didn't.
Were they watching?
No.
So that's how they do it.
Oh, wow.
Those breeders. It's a tutorial.
No, actually, it's just, you know.
I love these documentaries.
Let me walk you out to the parking lot. Okay, as we're walking out to the parking lot, an hour later, you know, after exchanging our life stories, we're like, so.
Wow, you actually talked to what's their name? First name?
I'm not going to say.
You don't know.
Is this someone who worked? You don't know?
Huh?
He doesn't know.
I do.
What's her first name?
Starts with an M.
The fuck?
Michelle.
Okay.
There you go.
So you do know that. See, he's done good. He's gotten the name.
There you go.
Yeah, but anyways.
Do they have brothers or sisters?
You know, I don't remember.
Ah, so we did pass on the learning the family history. Good.
I remembered. Where was she from?
Akari wants to know, were you in a Volkswagen?
You know, very uncomfortable place.
No.
Exactly.
No, she drove a Kia Sofia, which was the only reason why it jumped in my head. Oh,
wait.
It wasn't hers.
It's a vehicle that barely goes uphill, and you expect to go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow.
Bum.
Thank you! No, I didn't have chow. She did. I didn't. Okay. I didn't bring my chopsticks.
Was she Asian?
Could have been.
What?
We love you.
Come on. I think to steal that line from Robin Williams, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out what they are from here.
Right? Exactly.
You know, it's kind of hard to figure out when you're muff diving.
No, but, you know, it got to the awkward end, and you're like, so?
What's your name?
Well, hold on. Let's hear Flying J's Tales of Eroticism.
I was like, so?
In the back of a Volkswagen.
So I was like, well, I guess we should go home. Yeah, I'm pretty drunk. And she goes, yeah, you are. And I go, well, okay then. And then I was like, well, we could go find a quiet place in the desert.
As he soon takes advantage of the situation.
I said, well, we could go find a quiet place in the desert. And she was like, she gave me this look. I was like, I'm just joking. She goes, what's the joke about? And off we went. Yeah. Hey.
You know what? You got to give him props. I don't think I've ever been that brave, and I don't think I could ever be that brave.
You know, the bad part about it is I could not fit in the back of the Sofia, so my feet were hanging at the edge. The door was open. We had to turn off the overhead light because, you know, obviously that would...
Shine down,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hey, look, there's an ass bouncing in the back of that Kia Sedona.
And I did not get her phone number, so...
So you don't know where she went?
No.
And you don't care?
Not really.
I kind of figured.
So where was your breeding ground at?
What stretch of lonely desert near
Jones,
the 95?
Jones and I don't know. It's like just past the 215.
Where were you up at that night, dude?
Yeah,
just past the 215, just off of Jones. Just a quiet, empty road. We actually was in a housing track that was being built. So
you fucked her in a housing track?
Yes.
Wow. I'm thinking it's out in the middle of nowhere,
That's some stone cold shit I haven't done since high school. Okay?
So you're gonna tell me?
That's because I haven't been building houses since then.
That's right. So great, dude. You're gonna get called to like fix somebody's cable television up there. You're like, yeah, I was fucking in your driveway.
Yeah. Well, I remember this before the foundation got laid.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I did.
You know, it's funny. I should be here doing a service call.
I've been here before.
This place looks familiar. Well, they
I can't afford to pay.
I just moved in last week.
Stick your legs up in front of me. Okay. I remember now.
I thought those sneakers looked familiar.
That's funny as hell to me because you went out and you had no problem scoring. However, that night we were over at Skinny Dugan's.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I clammed up.
I can't talk to him. You bought them two rounds of drinks.
Yeah, and I was even when I got a little bit stinky drunk, I couldn't even fucking talk. It's like if I go into it paranoid, I stay paranoid.
Paranoid. Like they're going to get you, which is really what you want.
Yeah.
They're going to get me.
I don't know. Maybe it was that week. I don't know. It was like a guilt week for me. I don't know.
Guilt week.
It was. Hey, I had guilt-free sex, okay? I mean, it was fun. Ha-ha! It was fun. Look at me.
You look like you're trying to prove it a little too hard to me.
No.
It was honestly fun. I didn't have no guilt. No, none whatsoever. Hail Mary, Mother of God, please forgive. I'm just saying.
Did you? It says grace before he goes down.
Rub it up, Dub. Thanks for the grub. Amen.
Bless you for providing this tasty snatch.
Snatch. It's what's for dinner.
You got the theme of beef?
I don't have the theme to beef.
Why don't you have the theme to beef?
I never thought I'd need it.
He has the theme to beef. It just sounds really bad.
Bad.
The theme bad to beef. Speaking, okay, you know what? You know what? We're going to segue.
Carnal delights all across the Southwest.
Hold on. You want to talk about beef? We'll talk about beef. We'll get back to yours. This may relate in some really disturbing way.
Oh, anyway. Really?
I was over at the gas station on my way here, and I always pick up a Slurpee and something else to munch on. Well, a
couple of hookers.
Yeah. No, definitely not from that neck of the woods. Anyhow, I
just... Oh, you mean there is a neck of the woods? I'm playing.
That high-class shit on 4th Street.
Yeah, gotcha. Man.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
You've got to have them with fewer teeth. It hurts someone less. So I'm over at the gas station. I wanted
you
to, like...
You sliced the purple helmet.
Ah! God, that just... shut up!
That was
dude,
wrong.
You... I'm going to beat you. Fucking mic stand. Oops.
Your wife would be like, why is there plaque on here?
Hold on, I'll dip my dick in Listerine.
Oh,
the jingling means it works.
Hold on, only 2 minutes
it
or 30 seconds.
Burns! It so burns!
Worse yet, dude, she chews tobacco, dude.
I don't think I'd ever...
Let me spit out my chaw!
Honestly, I don't think I'd ever be anywhere near checking someone who has like a tobacco drool down their chin. Jesus, no. Okay, so anyhow, I'm down at the gas station. I pick up a Slurpee, and I wanted some beef jerky. So I pick up the beef jerky, and I look, and it's like $5 for this just shit bag. And I look right below it, same color bag, same brand. And sure enough, I'm like, oh, this one's only $3. So I pick it up. I get back here to the studio, set up the shit for the show, open up this bag of beef jerky. And to my surprise, it wasn't really beef jerky as we all know it.
What is it?
These things called steak tips.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've ever seen these.
No, here.
Obviously, wait, you just said you did.
Yeah, let me. I've seen them before, but I never tried them.
Okay.
Yeah. I've always been too afraid.
So, first off, yeah.
Being cheap.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Dude.
Okay, we'll explain the smell.
There's
them.
Fat on here.
Give one to Jay.
Yes, let me eat your manly steak tip.
So I pick up these steak tips. Don't smell them. First off, Jay just dives right the fuck in. Just like bad food last year. He's like, yeah, well, fish sauce is nasty. Glug, glug, glug. So I look at these things, and these things are like beef tips or steak tips. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
These are quite good.
Imagine beef jerky in a cube, people.
Mm.
Chewy fucking cube. These guys are not going to be able to talk for the remainder of the show.
Yeah. Not bad.
They're not bad, but they're very disgusting when you first look at them. When you first realize... Oops,
it's like dry dog food. That's what it
looks
like.
That's exactly what I was going to get to.
You're eating Alpo.
I'm eating Alpo. Lauren Green is patting my head going, this good boy eats his Alpo. That'll start... Okay, you get done with Lauren Green patting me on the head. Thank you. They are good.
Yeah. A nice greasy film at the top of your roof when it's done, too.
Yeah, you notice that, too.
Well, but we got gristle on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, let them drool and then suck your slobber out, dude. It's good basic.
I don't want slobber on the collar.
Mm.
This is bad stuff, these slobbers on the collar. Mm.
You gotta watch out. It's going to come to your teeth, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, snack time's over. Except for Claude.
Savor every morsel. That was the flattest can of Sunkist I think I've ever heard pop. It was just click.
You don't get any, you can't get any flat unless you're dating a 12-year-old.
Oh. Speaking of dating 12-year-olds,
hey,
Michael Jackson went to trial today.
Oh.
Or went to trial.
He's been at trial.
The jury is deliberating.
The jury is deliberating on the Jackson trial already?
Guilty.
Yes.
What, do you think guilty?
No,
seriously.
He'll get community service or something.
I think guilty.
What community service is he going to get?
He'll talk to 8-year-olds. Remember, don't touch
Can you imagine Michael Jackson at like some sort of prison telling pedophiles not to do something?
Michael Jackson walks into prison, dude, and he's all...
No, just put your...
Has a whole bunch of fucking choreographers behind him.
Put your wine in Coke cans so the screws don't get mad. We'll call it Jesus juice.
Shimona.
So the jury is deliberating on the trial.
The jury is deliberating right now.
Now, Jay, you don't think, why do you think he's going to get off?
I don't know. It's just, okay.
Because it's gay people in prison, he'll get off really good.
Not that, but damn, man. Okay, the only, think about all the high-profile juries or trials that's gone out. And think about only one. Poor Martha Stewart. You know, that's it.
Well, okay, Martha Stewart was able to go to jail because it was something obvious.
Yeah.
It was something paper trailed.
Martha Stewart, what she did was illegal and wrong.
Insider trading, for those of you not in the know.
And when Michael has...
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. There's a huge fucking difference.
Michael has a huge, long trail of bow-legged 12-year-olds now, okay?
Well, this isn't the first time. We know that this isn't the first time.
Tell them you just rode the pony.
Yeah,
12 years ago, he got busted for the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, there's some very interesting shit, too. Apparently, one of his original lawyers, they're investigating the fact that he may have actually gone ahead and bribed the witness, or excuse me, the
current witness?
No, the old victim.
The old
Garagos,
victim.
His old attorney. And said, if you don't press charges against Michael Jackson and you sign a waiver that nothing happened, you can have a blank check. And he took the check and filled it out for $12
million. $12
million. Yep, that was,
that was the payoff.
I'll take an ass raping for Michael Jackson.
For $12 million? Well, first off, $12 million. One, you're far too old.
Yeah, that's true.
Two, there's no housing developments near Michael Jackson I can think of.
Jeez. Oh, well.
Just saying.
Do it in the yard.
You got to make sure Flying J is in his comfortable, safe environment. Yeah. If that means somewhere in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by construction, then that's his safe environment.
Keep Flying J out of the abandoned projects of Crackworks.
Look at it. I think this is the garage. Bend over.
You put a 2x4 near him, he's getting all hard. Oh, yeah. This reminds me of this one time.
Oh, yeah.
But look, seriously.
That's fucked up, dude.
So, well, yeah, really. Especially it takes a claw hammer.
Did you bring toys? I did. Fucking bust out a staple gun.
So how come you know so much
not
about...
Not Enrique.
So how come you know so much about glory holes, Justin?
I drill them.
So like I said, I'm making one right here, guys. Anytime.
Whoa, no, thank you. No.
but what's happening is he apparently was bribing the witness before.
Okay.
So that's some shit that's going to come out. Now, at the same time, have you two heard about what's happening with the Beatles catalog and Michael Jackson?
Hold on. I will say this. I was online, LVRocks.com's forums, and they were talking about, you know, something about Michael Jackson. And I'm like, look, he's almost fucking broke. Of course, Diggs replied back, yeah, almost fucking broke like OJ, which...
No, there's a big difference here.
Thank you. Please explain.
Michael Jackson is seriously fucked right now.
Yeah, no pun intended.
No pun intended, actually.
That's because his victims are seriously fucked.
What happened is Michael Jackson is in debt to the tune of $270 million.
Damn, he's like in Mike Tyson territory.
Yes.
No, he's beyond that shit.
He is. And the Beatles catalog is a big center of controversy here. Michael Jackson had to take out loans against the Beatles catalog that he owns. Now, co-partners in this are, of course, Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And he accused Tommy Mottola of being racist, and he was the devil.
And Tommy Mottola, this came out in 96?
Tommy Mottola was banging a half-black woman, Mariah Carey. Hello, he's real racist.
Well, no, he's only half
racist.
Half racist,
right. The half that involves his money. So.
But then again, I think...
Have you ever seen Deep Cover?
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum, how come I like balling black chicks? And Lawrence Fishburne's like, maybe you're like fucking a slave.
So anyhow. Tommy Mottola, I remember when this came out in late 90s.
And he's accusing Tommy Mottola.
Michael Jackson's a white woman.
Yeah.
I know.
Michael Jackson's half white, you know?
Martha Stewart has more soul, you know? Just a good soul.
It's a good thing.
Shamona.
Hey, before we get too off the subject here, what happened is he had to take out that, and he took out several other loans and stuff, specifically a huge $100 million loan from Nations Bank.
You know Paul McCartney somewhere is just laughing like the devil on the...
Are we talking about the real Paul McCartney or the stand-in?
No. Probably the stand-in.
Yeah, well, okay. I think he screwed the stand-in over, you know, back in the early 80s. You know. The girl is my...
Damn it, I don't have that. I don't have PYT.
How about say?
No.
Okay, anyhow, so here. Michael Jackson in the tune of $250
million. Yes, 270.
Oh, excuse me, $270 million. How much is that Beatles catalog worth?
I heard reports anywhere from $80 to $120 million.
See, now I figured that thing would be priceless.
That's just the value of the catalog itself. Technically, it is priceless because you could just license it from here to here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly. So
God, can you imagine the Beatles catalog? I mean, imagine it was pretty bad when Imagine got used for Nike back in like the late 80s.
Dude, when
90s.
Revolution number 9 was pitching like Air Jordans, dude. Yeah, there was a big uproar against
that. Uproar about that. And you imagine if a Beatles song gets used in advertising. I mean, just this, Michael Jackson, you know, let's separate what he's done in the bedroom with his Jesus juice and little kids and Macaulay Culkin. And just look at what he's really screwing over. Who owns that catalog if he fucks up?
Well, what they're saying right now is Sony will be in position. They will foreclose on their call their loan in and technically foreclose on the catalog and it becomes theirs.
Right.
But there's a problem. Michael Jackson, as you know, he's broken several fucking deals. Thank you. He's broken several fucking financial deals in the past.
Yeah.
Now, since 1983 to 84, he had four advisors slash investors. And as it was reported...
Accountants.
As it was reported, they kept him up to his fucking ears in llama feed. That was a pun they used. They've kept this guy rich. Okay, well, what happened was they brokered a deal. The details of it are unclear, but Michael Jackson would get the loan, his $270 million debt paid off.
Okay.
And he would be paid for the rest of his life.
Okay.
He'd be fine.
Sounds fine to me.
Michael Jackson fired the four advisors when he heard this because he thought they were only doing the debt to make money for themselves. Granted, they were going to make some good bang off of this, no doubt. But he...
Well, what's the point, you know, if they didn't?
Exactly.
I mean, why would you...
Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that the point of someone in that position? I mean, even if it's a $10...
Exactly. And
you know, $10 earning, it's a $10 earning.
That's the purpose,
That's the purpose of what they
do. Exactly. So he fired them. Well, upon hearing this, Bank of America, who bought Nations Bank, who inherited, instantly considered
him a risk.
Yes, who inherited this loan and was not happy about it, decided they were going to go ahead and sell his loan off.
But how could 75 million copies of Thriller?
I know.
And
I know.
A billion more illegally on BitTorrent.
Because the guy has a bad spending. It's not uncommon for this guy to go into a store and drop $5,000.
Well, he was a young, impressionable black man when he became rich.
Dude, you know what, man?
True. Diana Ross is the one.
To athletes all the time, man.
Yeah, but there's a difference here, okay?
Why? Do you think Kobe's going to be a rich motherfucker when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I do. I honestly do. Because Kobe, you know, even though he can't keep his shit in his pants,
he bought a $4 million apology ring.
Hey.
Yeah, but there's a difference. Kobe is black. People will rally behind Kobe. Michael Jackson is trying to play the race card
that's
been seriously bleached.
Okay, here, another thing.
OJ will be set the rest of his life because OJ gets his football pension.
Pension, football deals, whatever he makes of that. He's set. Michael Jackson, however, you know, and back to your Kobe Bryant statement. Kobe Bryant, if he didn't keep his dick in his pants, he wouldn't have to. Wouldn't have had to make that $4 million. Click, click, click. Ting, here, honey, from the coin machine.
The refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, the refrigerator Perry's in them. But back to Kobe.
And you are
true. The point is, Kobe, being Kobe, probably would have been able to keep his money the rest of his life if he would have kept his dick in his pants.
Right.
Pure and simple. Look at Shaq.
And
Shaq will retire with a ton of cash.
Right, but there's a difference here. Shaq is someone who made it big time in Hollywood, and he's well known.
Well, now, I wouldn't call Steel big time, but okay.
Nor Kazam. I agree.
Yeah, but he's probably one of the single most recognizable people in the world right now. So
when it comes to NBA,
I mean,
just anything.
Totally agreed. But hear me out. What I'm saying about this is the fact of the matter is there's a lot of NBA, like especially the NFL. No matter what the color is, dude. NFL chews up people and spits them out left and right.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't really hear too much about the
Caucasian.
Larry Bird doesn't have a spending problem. Okay?
No, the problem is you're only selectively picking people.
Well, okay, you know what?
I am.
Wait. Magic doesn't have a spending problem. We don't hear about him either.
That's the point.
Do you know how many bad deals that Magic Johnson's made, though?
A shitload, especially the one that got him AIDS. But the point here is... The point is, though, you're talking superstars who can get book endorsements for everything else. What I'm talking about is the athletes that have just simply worked hard, you know, and guess what? They didn't keep their money or anything else, or they got shifty advisors. I agree with you on that. The problem here is, though, Michael Jackson didn't have shifty advisors. Michael Jackson didn't have this problem or that problem.
Michael Jackson has a shifty brain.
Yes, Michael Jackson can't stop spending money. Michael Jackson is financially screwed because he's got to pay all these lawyers. He's got to pay all these other debts off.
I don't see how because he wears the same clothes every day. So what's he spending it on?
You know what? Let me go ahead. Let me explain something to you.
Explain.
There's also something else. A couple of years ago.
You should have a museum full of junk.
Mm. Yeah, Jackson would have to auction off everything.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, Michael Jackson, like when he came to Vegas a couple times, he would go into these boutique stores. Yeah, he doesn't wear a lot of different clothes. But he always buys clothes and always buys shoes and always buys furniture. This guy is like a furniture whore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he is.
And tapestries. And you know, if it looks cool to him in whatever his sensibility,
he just points
and
says, buy me that. Or I want this, that, and that. The guy can't stop spending fucking cash.
I will tell you this. I cannot wait, if he does go to jail, to see him like 6 months into it without all his fucking makeup and hair and shit.
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
Oh, God, it's going to be great.
If he goes to jail, he will not go to a conventional prison.
No, he will. He just won't be put in gin pop.
Nah. I mean, basically, even if he did, he'd
what
be able to pay off.
What happens if he turns black?
He won't turn black.
He won't turn black, dude.
He'll look like some kind of freak that just crawled. He'll look like a chud. He'll look like chud.
There is no way. Okay, dude, check this out. He's not going to turn black. There is no way in hell Michael Jackson is going to somehow become a member of Black Peacestone.
Right? No. I mean, what if by some odd stretch of imagination, what he's been doing has been like a makeup?
No, I don't think so.
He's the hardest motherfucker in the...
I'll
tell you why. I honestly believe that what happened was back in the early 90s, when Michael Jackson was accused of molesting the first child, what happened was this child said, yeah, I can go ahead and like point out, fucking marks on his genitalia of where, you know, everything's all fucked up. Michael Jackson was literally somebody black from the waist down, but above the knees. His penis was still black. It was still pigmented. And what happened was he took a 4 month hiatus, and he all of a sudden disappeared. And after that, all of a sudden he shows
his
back
cock.
Up. That's exactly what I think he did.
Clorox 3, man.
That's right, dude.
Oh, jeez.
They put a little plug in every hole and dip him in the bleach.
So, yeah, the problem here is, Michael Jackson can't stop spending. He's not the other. He's not. He doesn't have the typical problems other people have. Michael, you want to talk about impressionable? Yes. Fucking Mike Tyson was young and impressionable. Buy me this, Mike. Okay, I'll buy it for you because you're my friend.
MC
Literally.
Hammer.
You know what?
MC Hammer as well, dude.
But MC Hammer's making a comeback and making a smart comeback.
What
MC Hammer.
Comeback? But listen to this. Apparently, back in the late 90s, Michael Jackson signed some paperwork to do a world tour with a couple of shows and backed out of it. He reneged on it. He did this later on, too.
It was a German tour, if I remember correctly.
Right. But he even did this later on to someone else, some investors from South Korea. I think LG was back in part of that, you know? And he pissed off some South Koreans. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. That's what we're talking about, is the German one back in 96 or 7. The guy's name was Marcel Avram of Mama Concerts and Rau. I'm sure that means something in German. In English, it sounds fucking weird. But he dropped out of the contract with this guy, and the guy sued him. He won a fucking judgment for $5.5 million plus fees. Mm-hmm. So this guy got about $7 million. And according to this guy over here, Roger Friedman over at Fox 411, I love this guy, dude. What happened was Jackson ended up signing some shit, a document as a part of the settlement that got slipped in. And let's see. And it reads, I hereby authorize Mr. Marcel Avram to coordinate with Michael Jackson representatives all negotiations, including financial, contractual, and verbal agreements for and in regards to the production, producer, promotion, promoter, and presentation of the next Michael Jackson World Tour.
Oh. Mm.
So this guy owns Michael Jackson right now. Michael Jackson wants to do a world tour.
Michael Jackson can't do it without this guy.
You will bet your ass if Michael Jackson goes on a tour. Michael Jackson,
it's going to be like $1,000 a ticket.
Yeah, dude. And this guy could take every single little bit of his money and not leave Michael Jackson with anything.
Now, is that just for one world tour, or does that include
every one tour?
Okay, so Michael Jackson could do a 14-stop world tour called a day.
Technically, yes.
Who gets his kids?
Come on. And apparently,
the mother does.
For a while, the Nation of Islam was. And one of the lawyers, during closing arguments on, I believe it was Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
hinted and let something slip that those may not actually be Michael Jackson's children.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have time to dig that up because I'll just spend like 20 minutes like fucking off the mic here.
So he hung somebody else's child out the window.
Yes. Uh-huh. The guy said donor egg and sperm.
Donor egg and sperm.
That can be taken both ways. Donor egg, comma, sperm.
But
donor
when they asked
egg.
Him, wait a minute,
because technically Michael Jackson sperm. Can right. and donate when, sperm.
And, yes.
Yes, and but no one, he wouldn't clarify anything else about that.
And clarify that up. Shit. Clarify that butt.
No,
right.
And who knows, really, because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Michael Jackson is totally screwed. I don't think, you know, I mean, we've joked about it this in the past. He will never make a comeback. How can a pedophile?
They're saying the only places he's popular is like Germany and Japan right now.
And David Hasselhoff, is popular in Germany.
Yeah, but David Hasselhoff.
And Japan, look at the things that get big in Japan.
There's
I
a
love
difference
Japan.
Though. David
Japanese
David,
got it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, J-pop is a little twisted if they actually still like Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
So. And J-pop is. We're talking about Japan, dude.
Dude,
people
have
that
you
love
seen their
tentacle
anime?
Rape.
Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously, man. Japan loves tentacle rape. Japan loves anything and everything. If fucking Japan all of a sudden wants
tentacle
to do
rape,
biopsies and shit.
Tentacle rape 13-year-olds, cool girls. I mean, they...
Yeah, it can get bad.
Yes. I'm sure Japan is like got plans to do tentacle rape of unborn fetuses, okay? That's how fucking bad it is.
All right.
Germany's different. David Hasselhoff is like that kind of picturesque thing of like, you know, yeah, David Hasselhoff, he's Aryan, yeah.
Oh, come on, David Hasselhoff doing the Berlin Wall and that light-up jacket.
Anyhow. Chest.
Hey, real quick, I got to remind everybody, we're actually going to be on the break because the first 45 minutes have already zoomed past us. So I want to let everybody know you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
When we come back, we got more news, more topics, more conversation. We also have Mad Props and Ghetto Haiku coming up in the second hour. Plus, we will be opening the phone lines for your comments, your questions, your topics.
At 7 p.m., Claude gets involved in an eBay fucking auction, so hopefully we'll be back for that. If not, there may be a delay with me on the mic.
Oh, dear God. All right.
Claude
again,
busts out to snipe someone.
Again, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we will be back in a little bit.
Spank Wagon. I'm going to go to the next one.
And now, we're sneaking up on the eBay bidder, currently working on a bid.
Shut the fuck up.
Crikey!
Notice the rapid reset.
Seriously, shut the fuck up.
Take your goddamn cans off.
I am, like, getting ready to snipe.
Show me your cans.
He's getting ready to snipe. The bid is currently up to $61. He had a bid in there for $60 previously. Commentary, Flying J.
Well, I can see there's a high amount of perspiration on the brow of said bidder here.
On!
His rectum seems to be puckered slightly more than it usually is. Look at the fever typing. Click the
keyboard. He's slamming the keyboard. He's going in for a bid. He's bidding. He's bidding $132, folks. We may have a winner.
Dear God. This is intense.
He's the current high bidder.
The dingo of eBay.
Yes! You just went double everyone else to
That's right.
You went double, you just went double of every other fucking person.
Yes! That's right.
And what, pray tell, did you buy? Because it looks like two angle brackets.
I bought two
angle brackets.
Not angle brackets. They hold the overhead cam in place on the DeLorean PRV,
okay.
So I don't have to reset the timing when I swap the heads.
Well, there you go.
$72.71 for a part that Kent Moore has not built since 1996. It's very rare.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations. More parts to sit in my garage.
Yes.
I won, bitches!
Okay. Woo! And now, let's cut back to the commercials.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen now, you motherfuckers!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
And we are... What?
Very smooth.
Yeah.
Victory song.
That's right, man. I fucking won, dude.
The sound of triumph.
Wow.
Item number 4552997144. Yeah.
Right.
Got a cam sprocket hold tool and a dummy bearing, so that way now I can go ahead and swap the heads on the DeLorean without having to reset the timing.
Without cupping its balls.
Pretty much. That's exactly it. You're cupping its balls, so you don't have to gather them back up.
Right.
All right, real quick.
I won the
okay,
item.
Okay. Let's let it. Ready?
Sid Caesar
well, hold
over
on.
Here.
Hold on.
Get
hold
it
on.
Out of your system.
I won.
Okay, now.
Now, hold on. A lot of people don't realize. I'm like this at work when I bid on shit, too. On the
ooh,
floor.
Yeah, that's
I'm like,
true.
Bruce!
He is. Everybody's like, whoa.
I won, dude. Look at me. Look, Claude Balls won. And let's see. Do I have the history of bids right here?
Hey, by the way,
see,
by the way,
bid.
Can I borrow $30? Oh, wait, no, you owe me $30.
I'll hook you up
oh,
after
ho,
the show,
ho,
dude.
Ho.
I'll hook you up.
Damn.
Look at that. Oh, my God, Stranded 1980. Holy shit. Look at that. You didn't win. Tragic.
Okay, let's okay, get it out of your system.
Where's
three,
this guy located? Where's this guy located?
Five.
Stranded.
In my
four,
ass.
Three, two,
oh,
one.
Awesome eBay or my ass, man. You can't snipe for shit, bitch.
Okay.
Woo!
I'll have to cut his mic.
I won.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Congratulations.
That's great. That's probably the most excited I've ever seen anybody.
Yeah, really? Most people. Well, anywho.
Okay.
moving the show
along. He won't let it go.
Yeah, this sounds like him, too. Shit.
It's Weird Al.
Damn, Weird Al sounds like fucking Justin Timberlake and shit, man. A++! Yeah!
Except for that a couple times, anyhow, but...
Yeah. All right, moving on. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
And the greatest eBayer to ever live.
Oh, God. Okay, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Really quick, what we're going to do right now in the second half. We got all the bits in the second half, but we're also going to open the phone line for your comments, suggestions, your topics, anything you want to, I don't know, I'm going to say throw at us from left field. I think three of us can handle almost any kind of call that comes in.
And anybody that wants to beef with me, come on, bring it on.
Because I want show. Hey, let's go ahead. Give out the number, Claude.
1-866-LB-ROCKS, Las Vegas local, 383-8120.
Like you said, 866-LVROCKS, or area code if you're local Vegas, you don't have to worry about this, 702-383-8120.
Call up, ask me the power of the dark side bidding.
Right, okay, yikes, yeah. You're like, ah!
I'm excited, dude, I won, that's a rare actual item, dude.
Great, like I said, I have now... Man, probably need to clear a little more space in my garage. Anywho, let's go on to some dumb news. I wish we had some, like, news segment news or something.
Oh, that reminds me of Newsflash. I just won an eBay auction.
Yeah, really. We need some like that. Here we go. Broken TV leads to charges. A woman is accused of brandishing a loaded gun at a repairman who would not fix her television.
I heard about this.
Or the Best Buy repairman had come several times to fix the woman's television, but still on Friday he could not get it to work. So officials say the woman pulled out a .38 caliber handgun loaded with hollow point rounds and told him, "You're not leaving until the TV is fixed."
Damn.
Marlene Ann Bagnell, 44, of Davenport Drive, was later arrested on charges of aggravated assault and false imprisonment. Bagnell's husband told Sheriff Deputy she was diagnosed with a mental disorder for which she takes medication. She left the county jail early Saturday on a $10,000 bail.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Bagnell told the deputy that she became enraged when the repairman, 58-year-old John Meyer, could not fix the television. She said she retrieved the gun from the glove box of her car in the garage, walked back in the living room, and pulled the gun out of its case. A sheriff's report said she denied pointing it at the man. The repairman escaped unhurt after he got a Best Buy clerk on the phone to promise Bagnell a new television. She seemed pleased and allowed him to leave. He told the deputy afterward he called the sheriff's office. So,
goddamn, dude.
My TV don't fucking work, so I'm going to pull out a goddamn gun. Read a book, bitch.
That could happen to me.
That could happen to anybody. I mean, think about it. You know, anybody who does service, anybody who does repair... Anything like
deliver
that.
Deliver pizzas.
Anything. Yeah. They get a fucking gun pulled on them because it's just not to the person who said
it. That reminds me. I just want to show you something real quick.
Oh, God. Let it go.
See that end time right there?
Yes.
What does that end time say?
1903.
3 minutes, 24 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the time. My final bid went in.
How did your bid go in after his or after it closed?
Dude, I got 1 second to spare.
Wow, you are a master.
Congratulations.
God.
Hey, next time I want to get some cheap comic books, man, I'll let you know.
Yeah, really? Or at least want to watch him do cartwheels because he won comic books.
Right. I won comic books. I hate them.
So, you know, I mean, you got to watch out for these people. Here's another one. This is good news.
Tell me some good news.
This is good news. A book's clues lead to a $25,000 prize. Now, I don't know if you guys know these, but back in the 80s, there was a book that was out that if you read the book and studied the book and tore, like literally, figuratively, I should say, tore it apart, you would find clues as to where someone hid a key. The key would then open up a safe or something like that had $1 million.
Oh, really? Never heard of that. I got
it. Yeah, it was a book in the 80s. Vert actually had the book, or at least had a copy of it in his hands and read it. Basically, what this is, a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania man is the first to... treasure hunter to decipher the clues in the book called A Treasure's Trove.
Arr.
A fairy tale about real treasure for parents and children of all ages, and he redeemed $25,000 prize. Jake Polarak, 35, found the clue hidden as a token on May 22nd at the Ricketts Glen State Park near Red Rock, Pennsylvania, a 4.5-hour drive from his home. The token prize is an 18-karat gold dragonfly decorated with diamonds and sapphires.
Hmm.
Polarak, or whatever it is, Polterak, A computer consultant had been reading a treasure trove with his four-year-old daughter, Allie. Once I found the token, I couldn't believe how easy it was, he said in a statement released Thursday. The clues were very accurate. Author and publisher Michael Steder personally hid 12 of these tokens, redeemable for one-of-a-kind jewels which combined value of $1 million in public places around the country. The jewels represent the 12 forest creatures featured in the fairy tale.
Okay.
There is an internet chatter that three of the other tokens are missing from their hiding spots, but the Strathers spokesperson, the person who hid these, Carolyn Mandelicker. People get fucking real names.
Mandelicker.
Mandelicker.
I'm not joking here. Carolyn said that these claims have yet to be verified. To find the jewels, readers have to follow clues in the book that lead to the gold token. The token gives information needed to get the jewels. The tokens are hidden throughout the continental United States. The author here says that he wanted the hunt to be accessible and be a learning experience, one that would encourage puzzle-solving, reading, and exploring. It took him 8 years to figure out how to hide the treasure, yet not bury it, or not put it in dangerous places, or even on private property. The book had been ranked number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list for children's paperbacks earlier this year, and number 1 on the Publishers Weekly's bestseller list. The book, again, is Treasure Trove.
Hmm.
So this may be something you want to pick up. I mean, if you want to be a greedy bastard or like a treasure finder.
When was this published?
Apparently it was published last year.
Huh.
Apparently it was published, from what I understand, last year, and he's hid the stuff a couple years beforehand. So there you go. Now, there was a book that came out, like I said, in the 80s. Virtual One had a copy in our chat room. By the way, irc.slashnet.org/poundlvrocks. He had a copy or was reading.
Simply called Treasure.
Yeah, his
was
Treasure.
The prize is a very golden horse with a key inside its belly to a safe deposit box with like $1 million cash prize.
And that is exactly it. Now,
this is taxable, right?
I think it's income, yeah.
I think it's income, even though it's given you in plain cash.
Yeah.
You know, but from a safe deposit box. No one really has to know, not at all. The thing is, though, that, you know, this is the second or third time this has happened. I'll keep an eye on it because it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah,
that,
it does.
You know, what it is, you read the book. Now, the book will actually contain a story, but the story will be built around places and things that are real.
Hmm.
And what will happen is you have to decipher and figure it out. There's also other things. I remember Vert and I were talking about the first Treasures book because I vaguely remember the horse with the key. No one found it. So after like a 10-year or whatever, however many years that they waited, no one found it, so they went and retrieved the key and explained what they did and tied it in with the book and said, sorry, maybe we'll do it again sometime.
So what happened?
What happened with the book or with the key?
With the key in it.
Well, the key was just, the guy just took his money back because he said no one's going to find this thing, yada, yada, yada. He probably made it a little too difficult. Mm-hmm. Vert, in the book, though, took every chapter heading. Every chapter heading was in like a capital, Cyrillic kind of a letter.
Yeah.
And they spelled out, not in these states. And each Cyrillic letter was in the form of a state. So he took, oh, that's Mississippi, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, California. Oh, all these states are, you know, out of the book. So we don't have to look in these states for the key. It was something like that. And then you read the story and you figured it out. Now, of course, you have to be pretty keen. You know, have to really figuratively tear apart this book to figure it out.
Hmm. Well, that sounds definitely interesting.
It's definitely a puzzle for people to enjoy. And I don't know. Maybe everybody needs to go out and get a copy of Treasure Trove and take a look. If you win any money, think of us in the studio here. We'd love to get a new phone switch. By the way, our phones are open for anybody who wants to call in anything. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120, local Vegas. Or if you want to pay long-distance fees. Do we have Clicker Liquors?
Of course.
Why don't we go and get the Clicker Liquors? Jay, you look like you're working on your bit, so I'll leave you alone. Ah! My clicker has no head.
Here, take my big head. My pink helmet.
You know, the funny thing is, folks, it is pink. All right.
Hey.
I think leave Jay alone. We'll do this without Jay. Why don't we go ahead and queue up the mad props?
You so catch me off guard.
Yeah, Mr. I won on eBay!
I did. I won eBay.
I spent money! Ladies and gentlemen, this is the point in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge you, the listeners, who like to hang out and chat with us and give you mad props. First, let's give mad props to Ikari.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Tyke.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Virtual One.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Vocurus.
Mad props.
And finally, let's give mad props to Whiff.
Mad props.
And that's our mad props for the week.
Mad props. We hope you're as mad about them as we are.
So, because we really appreciate everybody tuning in like you do. All right, let's see. Where are we at here? I covered my news. You guys got anything?
Yeah, I actually do have something.
Close eBay. You do not need to go buying anything else at this moment.
Apparently, no. Back in March, we had a break-in at the local Department of Motor Vehicles.
Actually,
here in
Nevada. Think we covered that on the show, talking about how someone did a smash and grab of
yes.
the... The Donovan DMV, the one we personally like to go to because there's absolutely zero lines.
Well, apparently they've recovered everything that was stolen.
Everything?
Everything. Acting on a tip, Las Vegas police found a computer containing data for 8,738 license and ID card holders, along with other license-making supplies, on the roof of this building under construction at 7285 South Industrial.
Wait, on the roof of the building?
On the roof. Dude, they showed a picture of it. The shit was just sitting up on the roof. I have no idea how I got it.
They didn't make any fake IDs.
No fake IDs were made?
They don't believe that fake IDs were at all. They don't believe
that
data was compromised.
Because I saw what they were doing, a side job there.
Exactly, well, but they suspect that what happened was the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security got involved, so
immediately.
So rather than this just being like a couple, a few guys, like a gang members or something, like a traffic that said, "Hey, you know, we could go ahead, we could get the hookup if we made this and shit." You know, dude, let's just go ahead, and say fuck it and drop it once the heat came down.
Right, it makes sense. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Rose, how's it going?
Not bad. How you doing?
I won on eBay.
Good. Call it a spank tagging update.
Ah, Kilroy. So how's the spank tagging going?
There was a picture that I posted to your website a few weeks ago.
Yep, that was of a notebook pad saying, Spank Wagon Radio, check it out, tear off a tab.
Two tabs have been torn off so far.
Hey!
Two tabs.
And I'm hitting two places tonight. One in Watertown, South Dakota, and one in Fargo, North Dakota.
So, so if anybody actually has internet in one of the Dakotas, because I think there's only like four people.
Seven.
Oh, wow, they upgraded.
He went door-to-door, he's like...
Hi there!
Write free sex on the back of the tabs.
Yeah, I betcha you listen to
free sex from Claude. Don't, yeah, let's not get me in that one. So, okay, any other tabs anywhere else?
Not tonight, no.
Not tonight? All right.
No, those kind. I, like I said, I hit all the Walmarts that I ever go to, that I ever go by with those one things in the bathroom.
There you go. So
but I like the tab ones better.
You know, the tab one is sort of like, check out my car for $400 or best offer. So I kind of I like that approach.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, speaking of which, you have a coworker who's been bugging us to bid on their vehicle. I don't know if that's still on eBay or not yet.
Who knows?
I wasn't going to buy it.
All right, Kilroy, anything else?
Oh no.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. We do appreciate that, Kilroy, for your effort and for the update. We're eager to know who the two new people are going
to
be.
Yeah, let's see how that works out. Thanks, Kilroy. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I should have asked him what he was wearing.
What?
I don't know.
Hey,
it just felt like he wanted to add more to it,
Yeah, well, you never know.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Rude Dog t-shirt, pair of Malibu shorts, and some flip-flops.
How 1980s? Is there like a fucking mullet
Rude
in there?
Dog.
Some fucking Okies and shit hooked up to a pair of Crokies?
Yeah.
Okies and Crokies.
And a fucking No Fear cap, all right?
No Fear is still kind of common. You gotta think back.
Big hair, dude.
Varnet France
maybe
cap.
Maybe for you.
Thank you. I
God,
Varnet
oh,
or,
fucking
or
Panama Jack.
The Vans hat, dude.
Banana Republic.
No.
You want to go 80s? Banana Republic.
80 trash.
Ooh. Benetton.
Nah, Bugle Boy.
Ooh, nice,
the TNC Surf Company, man.
Oh, man, king of the fucking 80s fashion.
There you go,
dude, this guy still wore, like, LA gear up until three
LA
weeks
gear.
Ago.
Oh, shit, LA
I was
gear.
Like, look at my feet!
Actually, Jay, you...
They light up!
You'd be wearing LA queer.
I had LA gear regulators, dude. Anytime, regulators, man.
LA regulators. What?
Yeah, dude.
The little pump. They were the most
pump,
generic
but,
pump
but
shoe ever.
But instead of having the pumps on the side like my
had
current Reeboks,
tongue.
Had it in the tongue.
Gosh, man. Bobos? Anybody remember those?
No.
Bobos.
They're the wannabe Vans.
You were.
There
you
was
wore
a song
Killers
that went with it.
And Vision Streetwear.
I wore Vision Streetwear shoes and BK shoes.
Dude, there was a song that went with Bobos, though. Bobos, they make your feet smell fine. Bobos,
I have never heard
only
of Bobos.
$1.99.
Whoa, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah. They're like the kung fu shoes that you bought at the swap meet. We called them Bobos.
Oh, I thought you said Bub Rub.
Bub Rubs.
Bub Rubs.
Yeah, Bub Rubs, you know.
Butt Rubs?
What? Bub Rubs.
God.
It's the woo! Spank Wagon Radio, caller, you're in the air.
Hey, it's Kari.
Hey, Kari, how's it going?
Well, pretty good. I'll give you a little bit of random news, because I was out in the area for last week. Went to an anime convention in San Jose. We actually had one of the guys arrested for shoplifting. That was kind of neat.
Wait, someone got shoplifting in a...
At a con.
Yeah, basically, you know, they have like a dealer's room where people go there so they can buy videos and t-shirts and trinkets like that. Well,
right.
I guess some goober decided to go in there and, shoplift it. Well, he got caught and was kicked out of the convention and had his bag taken away, you know, the whole nine yards.
Okay, good for him.
Guy came back a couple hours later, changed of clothes, went up to the desk and said, I lost my badge. And they gave him a new badge.
Oh!
So he walked right back to the dealer's room, went right back to the dealer's room. This time he was found, cornered, and then they called in the San Jose police to come in and arrest him.
Good for them, because I'm sorry. You know, people go to cons. They're not rich because they can't get their shit in legitimate stores. So
what's funny is every time somebody mentions the dealer's store, the dealer's room, all I can think about is that scene from Comic Book Villains, and there's this room in the back. And there's these people, man, and they deal stuff, and I just want to be a part of that.
No wonder the guy got shot. Anything else, dude? Anything else exciting?
Oh, I do have something I'd like to ask Akari.
Oh, okay.
I know someone else that went to that con, and I heard you dressed up.
Yes,
whoa, you dressed up?
Wait,
you're a cosplayer?
Yeah.
What, Sailor Moon?
No.
Oh,
sorry,
tuxedo mask.
I don't have a body for her, I'm sorry.
You're not a furry, are you?
No, God, no. Jesus Christ.
Anthropomorph.
Fucking freak with all of you, man.
So what'd you go as?
Who
were
you?
I actually go as Dan Hibiki, from the Street Fighter series.
Oh, who?
Post a picture.
Yeah, basically.
You got to post a picture under the wagon.
Yeah.
Trust me, there'll be a photo someplace. I'm sure there is.
Can you do me a favor? Can you like send a link into the chat room so we can see?
Yeah,
that?
Shoot a link into the chat room. irc.slashnet.org/lvrocks.
Yeah,
send a picture. But I want you on the wagon to post a picture of you as the character.
Yeah, if I can find one online.
Oh, bullshit! You know one exists out there.
Oh hell yeah, one exists out there.
It's either that, or we'll rely on people we work with to find one.
Yeah, because he told me he had photos.
I will find one so I don't have to go through, you know, people who we meet work with, because that's a bad idea.
Which show is this?
This the character?
No. What con did you go to?
Oh, this was a Fanime con.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So basically for anybody who's not in the know,
I got a question.
What's a Fanime con?
Did Junior Lady go as well?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
What was she?
She's actually cosplayed as Erd from the show Oh My Goddess.
Ah, okay, yes.
Okay.
That was kind of nice.
Okay, real quick, Akari, tell the listeners out there what a Fanime Con is.
Basically, it's just the name of an anime convention, so all the freaks and losers and people like me come to the convention for 3 days and generally fuck around and fuck each other for 3 days.
Sounds like a fun time.
So was it Robert really De Jesus is there again?
Well, the average age?
No, Robert De Jesus.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Bob's
no.
not there, huh? So okay.
No,
he's
so.
Usually at all of them, man. But he sits by himself and draws badges. So.
Mm.
Hey, are you going to Comic-Con?
Draws badges?
Yeah,
no, I don't. That was my thing. Now, besides, I'm actually taking up cash. I'm taking up the time off to. You just had that town later in the fall anyway, so.
Okay,
you don't have an outfit ready. Just admit it.
All right. Okay, Akari,
uh-huh.
Thank you very much for the call in. We know you're at work, so we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
We're going to have so much fun in San Diego.
So
gosh, you don't even know.
You guys are talking about, I know in July, I'm going to be heading to the Midwest. You guys are going to be heading to the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes. And then
yes.
TJ afterwards.
I'm not going
you're
to TJ.
Yes,
TJ.
You are, my friend.
It's dangerous, man.
No, it's not dangerous for you.
Hey, wait a minute. It's dangerous?
It's Mexico. It's outside of the country, dude. Rumsfeld can't
protect
The only reason it's dangerous for you because it's Spanish.
Yeah.
Dude, Rumsfeld can't protect me.
They speak so much English.
Rumsfeld can't protect me.
Dude,
don't get me started. Let's not get started on that this week. Thank you, Jay. Wonderful way to show tolerance. All right, moving on.
Hey, there's your tolerance right there.
I say, fuck you.
I wish we had that show. Last week's show was an awesomely loud, pissy show, and it never got recorded properly in the archive.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. I got home, and I was so pissed. First 53 minutes were there. After 53 minutes, it dropped.
Before the headset slammed on the...
Ask Claude. When I told him how pissed off I was, I called him that night yelling and pissy because it did not record the show.
His panties were in a bunch.
Pretty much. Figuratively and literally. So, that's all I got to say about that. Hey, Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Tykey.
Hey, Tykey, how's it going? Haven't heard you from you in a long time.
Yeah, I know, because I've been working nights.
Congratulations on your job.
What?
Nothing. Yep.
And that's what I'm going to call about.
What are you calling about?
Personal news. Lose my job in 60 days.
You're losing your job? Wait a minute. You're losing your job?
Yep. They require, rather than just firing us on the spot and then just leaving us high and dry, the call center I work for is giving us a 30-day notice, and then they're going to kick our asses out the door.
Wow.
Incrementing.
God, wait a minute.
Damn.
Why are they making you work? I mean, here's the thing. Let me... interject with a little bit of history. I used to work at a call center. I used to be one of this, a supervisor to a telemarketing call center, all outbound. Did that job for 5 years. Don't get me started. Now, the thing is, when we were done with a contract or we were done with whatever we had to do, like we worked all the hours or made all the calls or whatever, got the goals, we just told them that day. I mean, we were the bastards where it would be Friday, have a good weekend, don't shoot us up on Sunday or on Monday.
Right.
You know?
It depends on the kind of employment. I mean, if the employees were technically signed up as temps, you can do that.
Yeah, you can. That's
correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If they're not, like if you're a regular benefited paid employee like we are at my company, they have to give us the 60 days. Otherwise, we're done.
So let me ask you this. Severance package?
What?
Severance package?
Hopefully. If anything else, I'll be able to go on the dole for like 3 months.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, you will. Because the thing about it is, I know exactly what you're talking about. How I got involved with call center stuff, too, was I answered a thing in the paper right there, and it turned out to be a temp agency. Now, the employer that I worked for right there wanted me to go ahead and work for them full-time with benefits. However, their benefits were not good. They were too expensive. Would it actually cost me less? I decided to stay on as a temp. And the reason being was, number one, I was so good they couldn't fire me. And number two, I got to stick it to them very well because when I was working as a temp, I was only bringing home $8.50 an hour. $8.50.
Damn.
But
I'm going to turn your board because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
They had to pay out...
Turn off your phone. It's the switch.
They had to pay out $14 an hour for me for the kickbacks to the temp company.
Oh, nice.
Temp agency.
So you did stick it to them in some sadistic way, even though you really got fucked in the long run. So you're losing your job, and you're probably going to go on the roll for 3 months.
Not only am I losing my job, but I'm going to... our call center manager said, okay, just so that way you can help find, if you want to go out of state for a job interview or whatever, we'll try to get you hooked up with time off. Well, guess what's coming up in a month?
What?
Anime Expo.
And that's where you're going to go look for a job.
Correct.
Ah, very good.
Look for a job.
Right.
Hopefully
on.
He's not listening, and if he is, well...
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. Yeah.
F him and the
It'd be amazing if he actually did.
So, all right.
I
so
don't know how to take that, actually.
So that's what's going on with Tykey. Well, we wish you luck. We hope you find stable employment, but Friday's off so you can listen to us.
Fuck that. Fuck stable employment. I'm happy leeching at home. I'm a college student.
Right.
Oh fuck!
There you go. I guess we got to figure it out. He doesn't even want to work.
No, I've got like 3 more years left in my major.
What's your major?
Computer science. What the hell else?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
we could have been fucking botany for all I know. What do you mean? What the hell else?
Botany.
True. Okay, I was thinking. Okay, I want to not get laid, and I want to hang around a bunch of dirty ass dorks.
So let's see.
Oh, then I'll go.
So
science.
You're gonna work in a comic book shop.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, Jay used to work at a comic shop. He quit. He got laid.
Oh, God.
No, I actually fucked a girl in the fucking storage room at the comic.
What is it with you in storage rooms and construction sites?
You know, miscellaneous sex in strange places is great. You should
try it.
Good God, no.
What'd you use for a condom? You know, a backer and a plastic board?
Whatever was clever.
Whatever was clever.
Yeah, some Mylar.
Here, really quick. I got a bag from Walmart, and I got a comic storage system bag.
You're on birth control, right?
Yeah, right. Anyway, thanks for the call,
Tyke. Shrink wrap, dude. It's dental.
All right, catch you later.
Don't get caught in the Mylar bag.
Yeah, right?
Slice? All right, thanks for the call there, Dikey. Boy, hey, if anybody wants to call in, you want to just tell us what's going on? 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS.
Because it's been a long time since we've heard from you guys actually live.
People.
I think this is the first time we had three back-to-back callers.
383-8120 if you're local Vegas or like to make long-distance calls. It's area code 702. All right. You know, God. I hear up first thing I say, hey, congrats on your job. You know, because I thought I heard something good, and then all of a sudden I'm getting laid off.
Fuck. Sucks to work for that employer.
Well, that's just it. Call centers, though?
Yeah.
Call centers, though, are some of the most shiftiest places to work at times.
Yeah, you don't want to be like a client.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying about where we work, because where we work is really stable, because we are the client in almost all circumstances.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be logical.
But to work in a sweatshop or a boiler room type facility, oh, fuck no. Never again. I've done that once. I made do, but I had to get out when I could. As a matter of fact, my wife made me get out. But anyhow.
But you had a very interesting way of how you resigned.
I did.
Tell us.
As I said with Tyke on the line there, I worked there for five years, 6 months. I worked there long enough, so damn long, and imagine this, in a boiler room like telemarketing place, I had benefits. I also had 3 weeks paid vacation. So what I decided to do was I took a week off and helped my wife pack. I came back and said, well, here's what's going on. We're moving to Vegas, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to have to work because we just don't have the money, both of us, to live out there right away. She's going to work, and I'm going to work here and stay with friends. That's what I was telling people. So the time came. We did the move. I worked for a week, wrapped up all my stuff. Everything I had going, I wrapped it up or handed it off to someone else to complete. Then I moved to Vegas. At the end, the very last day, the day I was supposed to return to my job, I called my boss. I said, you know what? Financially, I can't do this, so I have to stay out here and hunt for a job now. I can't fly back. I don't have the money. My boss said, don't worry. Your paychecks are covered, because what they're supposed to do by policy was whatever vacation I took before the end of the year and then quit was supposed to be deducted from my check. Well, I never got those deductions. They never went through. So I got full paychecks for another, 3 weeks.
Wow. Pretty good.
So I had my first week, because they always delay your first paycheck there, and then I had my two vacation week paychecks. So I had full paychecks up until 3 weeks after I moved here to Vegas. Come to find out, about a month after that, my boss, the guy I called into who said, no problem, let me have the paychecks, walked into the office one day, turned over his keys and said, today looks like a great day to be my last day of employment.
Wow.
Wow.
So you could tell what kind of a place it was, and yeah.
Yeah, it's a call center.
It was a call center. It was the worst of the call centers. It was outbound telemarketing. So I'll tell you what, it felt good to quit that. Funny thing, though, the very next day, I got the flu. So the first day I did not have to work was the first time I got the flu in 5 years.
Damn.
So,
it's karma.
It is. It is absolute karma. What job did you have satisfaction quitting, Jay?
Me?
Yeah. Did you ever have a job that you were like, I'm done?
I don't know, Wendy's.
What happened? Did you do anything spectacular or just?
Yeah, I got kind of pissed off. Nobody was helping. I was cleaning the frosty machine. You know, we had to empty it out at the end of the day, right? And you're supposed to put a bucket under there to catch it. And well, you know what? I just said, you know, if nobody's gonna fucking help me, then I'm just gonna fucking leave. Yeah, I think I'll leave. And I just flipped the bucket out from underneath it. As there's water and fucking frosty in it, right?
Ooh.
I pulled the spigot, or the little thing.
Yeah, pulled the dump
and
out.
And just released it all over the floor.
So you left.
You sabotaged.
That's not sabotage. He did his duty half-assed.
Yeah, and then Hazel, the manager, she was like, well, where are you going? And I go, I'm going home. I quit. Yeah, you know what? You guys only want to hire two people, and one of them's washing lettuce now? Okay, I'm gone. Bye. And I left. So.
Wow, so you left, and then the manager right there, and the manager, that means they had to actually get out of that little cubicle office they have and work.
Yeah, they did.
Claude, what job did you...
Wow. It's kind of hard to think of one specifically.
Did you ever have one job that you just, when you quit, it was like, in any spectacular fashion?
I did that one time. I mean, it wasn't spectacular. I mean, it was just like, I've had a lot of my jobs, the first job I ever had when I quit... they were like, well, you know, we're thinking about letting you go because you're not doing a good job. And I was like, I know I'm not doing a good job. I'm not cut out to work at Burger King. and they were like, wow, we don't know what to say. Normally we tell people they're fired and we have a lot of hassle. I'm like, dude, it's mutual. So they're like, okay, fine. So I got to resign that time.
Who resigns from a burger joint?
I did.
Claude does.
Fuck you, dude. I was 21 and applied for Social Security, technically. So.
Fuck you and your onion rings.
Sorry.
So anyhow, I mean, that was your quitting experience.
That was one of them. I mean, the only time I really ever quit from a job, per se.
Yelling and screaming match quit.
I've never had yelling and screaming. I've told people, you're not going to treat me this way, and walked out. Okay, I did that. I'd have to say probably the actually, you know what? If I had to do that, FLMs, when I quit working for M&M's World.
Okay, what did you do?
Well, I got into a huge tiff with management there.
Okay.
Okay, they were yelling and screaming and stuff like that. And I decided, you know what? I'm not going to go ahead and take this shit. And that's when I went to go leave. And the next day I looked at the paper and ended up working about a week after at Client Logic, which is my first call center place, yeah. Printed up a 3-day notice. I went home, typed it up, printed it off, put it on some nice paper right there, walked into my manager and said, I need to talk to you. Well, can it wait? No, it can't. Here you go. So I want you to have this as my official resignation. I leave in 3 days.
Hmm.
They're like, you know, 2 weeks is normal. I said, well, guess what? This is the right-to-work state, so I get to leave. And I had people all of a sudden trying to, like, you know, kiss my ass. Oh, please stay and stuff. I said, no, I have a serious problem with management here.
You know, that happened. I mean, that's interesting. You know,
and now I like make bank more than old job. So,
but you know,
the thing is,
you know, you don't even have to give a resignation. I mean, just quitting on the spot.
Well, you can, but I mean,
nothing with drama. You went home and typed up a formal letter.
I went home and typed
yes,
up a letter.
Or
there
ma'am.
There was a lot of shit that went down right there. I mean that caused a big upset because I did so much work.
Okay.
Well, I didn't necessarily. I
walked off
job.
A job. Yeah. When I was working at
I got in a fist fight.
Frugal's.
Okay, so you worked at retail. What were you gonna say, John?
I got in a fist fight.
Well, okay. Tell me about that.
Okay, this is when I shortly after I quit my job at the Orange Julius over at the mall. I went to another restaurant down the way called Fingers, which was ran by some wonderful Armenian people. Well, they got the bright idea to hire some yokel from Wyoming.
Oh, dear God.
And at the time, my...
Here in Vegas?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
At the time, my girlfriend, now my ex-wife, was smoking, and I didn't like it that much. So this yokel tries to, like, make fun of it and all that stuff, and starts smoking a cigarette in the back room as I'm trying to wash dishes. And he's like... You shouldn't try to control what she does, blah blah blah. You know, and I'm like, hey, like, dude, just with all due respect, man, stay the fuck out of my business. You know, that's between her and me.
Right.
And he goes,
fair enough.
Well, no, I'm just saying, man. I go, dude, man, just shut the fuck up, man. And he kept on with it, right? So finally, I just dropped the dish and said, look, man, I'm gonna take you out to the parking lot, and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you in front of your wife. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Who worked there too?
Wow.
Wait, the wife worked at the Fingers,
yes.
The Armenian Fingers.
Wow.
You worked at the
Armenian
Fingers.
Yes.
And the wife's yokel husband worked at the Armenian Fingers.
Right.
Okay.
And so he goes, whatever, let's go, boy. You know, he was like 25.
Ding, ding, ding.
I was like 17, okay?
Right.
So I said, all right, fuck it.
Not knowing that you're a Golden Gloves champ.
Yeah, well, you know, no, that wasn't. See, here's the fucked up part about it.
He was only bronze.
I'm about to throw down, right? So I rush him, right?
Yeah.
He beat up his wife first?
No, actually, my girlfriend grabs the back of my jacket, right?
Uh-huh.
And the first thing that fucking happens is what? My arms go right behind me.
Oh.
And all I see is like three flashes of light, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this yokel had already teed off on me three times while my arms were behind my back. Then he gives me the headlock, and I fall face first into the concrete.
A headlock?
Yeah, and then pow! You know, and I was like,
let's get ready to rumble!
I get up, and I look at Mandy. I go, what the fuck are you doing? You know? So I managed to get my bearings, and we threw down for a little bit, right? But
okay. Still,
I was already fucked up enough for him to claim victory over my ass, you know?
Because your jacket got pulled off
yeah,
while you were
Yeah, and then I got fired, so, you know, after that. So.
Whatever happened to this guy?
I don't know.
Probably
I like
still working
rematch.
There. Come on. If a 25-year-old and his wife are working at the Armenian Fingers little fast food place,
yeah.
You have no career or life expectancy.
Yeah.
You know what? The Armenian Fingers may be the greatest thing that you know some yokel has ever worked at, but honestly, you have nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing going for you.
I still owe him a substantial beatdown, but
let's find him.
I don't know
Do you remember
his name?
I don't remember his name?
I just remember he was from Wyoming.
I thought it was Oklahoma.
No,
he said Wyoming.
I said Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Fingers after the show and let's find him.
Fingers is closed now.
How long?
It was at the food court at the Boulevard Mall. McDonald's is in its place now.
Okay, so that's a long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
I don't
know.
That's where that kid got shot in the 96. Food court.
Yeah.
That happened like last year?
Yeah, last year where the kid got shot. So you worked at a shady mall and...
I love that mall.
At the Armenian Fingers.
That is beautiful ghetto goodness right there. And you all should participate.
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't have a need to.
Why not?
There's no need necessary.
I know.
There's no Apple Store there. Sorry, not Cosmopolitan.
No, nah, man, I've given up. I've given up.
Ironically, that's right. He does drink Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
I drink Cosmos.
I can't drink any alcohol. The thing is, like, I used to be a mall rat, so you know, I've gotten totally away from hanging out at a mall. Every time we go into the mall,
it doesn't stop me.
Every time we go into a mall, you know, my wife has to point out, "Hey, you used to be a mall rat. I bet you'd just be hanging around the food." Shit.
Yeah, I used to do it too. Yeah.
So
I've actually gotten into that argument about kids playing on the escalators and why the
food court needs to be centralized as opposed to decentralized.
There, I've actually seen that where you have places that just like serve food outside the food court, and I believe it is completely and utterly unnecessary.
I can agree with that.
Well, the Orange Julius now is out of the food court.
Well, that's fine.
It's right next to the hot dog on a stick.
Orange Julius.
Oh, God, now it's going into Mallrats territory.
Orange Julius is simply a beverage. Even if there's...
No, they serve hot dogs there.
Light snacking.
Hey, pretzels.
Jesus Christ, yes, you're quoting the goddamn movie, you two.
Ice cream
is a snack.
Banana splits.
Banana splits is drawing the line because you have to sit down to eat it.
Yes. Have you ever had a nacho dog?
I've never had a nacho dog.
Okay.
I have had a nacho dog when I steal from somebody else now. Nacho dog.
Oh, wow. Jeez. In all honesty, I think everyone's worked a mall job. I mean, I used to work at this place called Bishop's. It was a restaurant that was attached to the mall. So my mall attachment to there was very, very thin.
Yeah.
Before I had to get a job, though, I used to hang out at the mall like 5 hours a day. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Even after I had like a real life, when I first started going to school, my buddy Brad got a job at the arcade at the mall. Mm-hmm. Now, back in the day, arcades were the fucking bomb.
Were the shit.
You know, I mean, everything that was cool was in the arcade.
Yep.
So I would hang out there way too many hours. Hey, I'm looking at the clock.
What's up?
I'm looking at the clock.
You're like saying a story, and all of a sudden you're like,
at the clock. Huh?
Well, I was looking at the clock. We need to start doing some ghetto haiku.
Oh yes, I have some very stale offerings here. But
so we'll cue that up. But as I was finishing up. You know, before that, I used to hang out at the mall way too much. I used to hang out either before I became a mall, you know, before I actually got a job there, even after I quit that job and had a real life and a decent job.
There's nothing wrong with hanging out in the mall, dude.
I think there is after a certain age.
No.
Nah.
Fucking it's Michael cool. Jackson. It's cool to hang out at the mall. It's when you scam fucking chicks is a problem. Because a mall rat does not simply mean a restriction to one certain age bracket. Because old men at the mall... No walking around.
Well, mall walkers are a totally different.
Hang out at the mall,
but mall dating is completely out of the question right now. Okay, I go there just to observe people. That's what I do. There is no mall dating.
No mall dating.
Not
at all.
Anymore.
No.
I mean, that Fingers. That was the place where I, you know, got busy in a walk-in freezer.
Jesus.
So,
damn.
There's a lot of dating at the mall. If you
where have
there.
You not yet?
I told you he's fucking Gilbert, dude. You drive around with this guy, he will point out apartments where he fucked, places where he puked, or fucking
let's
places
play
where
the
he
fucking
fought.
Song.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for your Spankwagon Ghetto Haiku. Say hello to Sir Flying J.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another fine edition of Ghetto Haiku. Yes, it's me, Flying J, again with three tidbits for your haiku satisfaction.
Ah, yes, good
very
one.
Good, very
man.
Good.
Ah, thank you.
Bully.
Starting out with the King of Pop. Okay.
Wacko Jacko, as he's often referred to.
He'll be off to the pokey pretty soon, I hope. Anyway.
The pokey, you hopey.
I hopey.
That was the haiku?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. King of Pop, locked up. Who's bad now, motherfucker? Moonwalk on these nuts.
very good.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Most excellent.
Second one?
That was the best one. Moving on. My bitch has 10 kids. Her welfare check is real fat. I love bastard kids.
Equally good, I suppose.
We'll sort of wing it.
Good filler, old man.
Yeah, right?
Genuinely ghetto.
I'm sorry, I'm out of character, ain't I? Got my new AK. Went out to have a blast. Shit! Out of water! That's it.
Wow.
Where the fuck that one come from?
Wow.
We need to write these for you, don't we?
Alright, yeah. I believe I have one myself.
Go ahead, go
for it.
Flying J. He is white. Not black, not a Mexican. No, he won't push us.
Yeah, try again, motherfucker.
We sit here and make fun of him. You can't do it. Ha ha ha.
I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Flying J, he is not white. I don't know.
But yes, Flying J, once again, we get to haikus. Good show, old man.
Well, thank you. As I do ritual suicide.
All right.
Really good, dude. I'm surprised you're not more British.
Me?
Why? Yeah, I mean...
Why?
Smile. Smile with all teeth.
I am.
Smile with all teeth.
Fuck you.
Oh, British enough. British enough.
Well, you look like a day-laboring pikey.
I do.
Great.
With a really fucking good tan.
Yeah.
Great. Next, we'll talk about caravans. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, my mom needs a caravan.
Claude, roll the wrap-up.
Okay, let all us right. go ahead and...
Roll the wrap-up! Wrap-up. Hurry!
Damn, don't need to kill
We're
the mic.
Arr!
Oh, Jesus. Suburban High Life. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J.
And I won eBay. Claude Balls.
He won eBay. Spank, with his balls.
Spank Wagon Radio would like to thank a few people that helps us do what we do. First... Big thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in the studio and letting Flying J fart in the chair. A big thank you to Radio306.com for syndicating us all across the Great White North. A big thank you to RsAnime.com as a friend of the Spankwagons. Also VFTP.net and subject to discussion, that's number2discussion.com. Again, if you want to catch us live, find us online at either of our syndicates or spankwagon.net. If you don't, you'll catch us in the archive. And with us in the archive is Subject to Discussion with Sean O'Mac. Again, I have been your host, Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
Hi, I'm Flying J.
We'll be back. At least two of us. As Claude is gone next week, but we will be back. The show will continue next week.
Next week, I will not be here now.
I'm crying now.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Next week.
We'll Peace. Return.
Spank
I won't, though.
Wagon Radio will be back next week. So long. Shit.
So long.
Sign off.
Sign
off?
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Adios.
I'm going to go to the next one.